You're listening to SBS News.
يا خوفي حزنك يعسيني يا خوفي غيرك.
Maya Khaldi's musical style is a world away from the upbeat pop normally heard on the Eurovision stage. But the singer and teacher has strong feelings about Israel hosting the song contest and the fact no nations have pulled out.
It definitely, in one way or another, talks about the world right now. They see what's happening, but they don't want to make a change. If you are an artist with values, then you would need to take a stand. You know, you would need to say no to what you see is wrong.
In the Jerusalem Old Town, we meet Mustafa Jabba, yeah. AKA Muzzy Raps.
Muzzy Raps, who are you? Mean Bitcoin.
Jabba.
Mean Bitcoin, mean ma Bitcoin. Jit ala ard inta ya mal'oon.
The rapper entered a reality show looking for the next Israeli Eurovision entrant, but was cut before the live broadcast.
I'm a gift for them. It's like they're showing is like we have a Palestinian from Jerusalem Old City with us in this Israeli competition. They kicked me out because I don't want to talk about politics. That means this kind of shows, it's only built on politics. It's not built about like showing art.
The Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Movement, BDS for short, mounted the high-profile campaign to put pressure on European nations taking part in Tel Aviv.
There's no way for Eurovision, specifically for Eurovision, to happen in a way which is not complicit with what the government does.
The Israeli government has branded the boycott push discriminatory and is responding with its own PR offensive. Type BDS into Google and the first website that appears promotes Israel as beautiful, diverse and sensational. The contest is in Israel thanks to the chicken dancing Netta.
At me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about
last year's Eurovision winner says a boycott is not in line with the event's values.
When you boycott light, Eurovision is light, so it's a light festival. You spread darkness. And darkness isn't a good thing. You know, Eurovision was founded after World War II in order to heal up a torn up nation.
The boycott campaign may not have achieved its ultimate aim of getting artists to withdraw from the contest en masse, but it has brought attention to this issue. This year's Eurovision entrants aren't just being asked about their songs and their outfits, they're talking about human rights and this conflict. The Palestinian Authority is encouraging performers to visit the West Bank while they're in the region.
Not only the beauty of Tel Aviv, not only the beauty of dancing over people's tragedy. Go to the checkpoints, see the settlements and see how Palestinians still live in refugee camps. They're being denied all their rights.
A singing competition is the least of most people's worries here, but one day it could be of more interest.
I think, yes, it's definitely something that one could hope for, that the Eurovision could host a Palestinian once.
There's one thing both sides agree on, that's unlikely to happen soon. In Ramallah, Ben Lewis, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.